Apologetics is wider than creationism, but creationism is most definitely a subset of apologetics. When I am defending the truth of Genesis, I am defending the foundational book of the Bible, so I am engaging in apologetics. In my opinion, creationism is a particularly relevant part of apologetics because it is arguably the most frequent point of attack on the faith. Over my many years in creation ministry, however, I began to notice that many of the most well-known apologists did not even take a creationist position. Not only that, but I began to be tired of my own argumentation that creationism should be given an equal platform with evolutionism in educational establishments. While there are those who would view progress along that road as a good thing, I began to wonder why I was wanting the truth of God's word to be elevated to sit alongside a lie. As a consequence, I fell into arguments where I would give my evidence for disbelieving evolution to be countered by arguments for disbelieving Genesis. The frequent suggestion was that the creation/evolution debate was simply a debate between two beliefs. I might hold that my belief was true, but to what effort was I prepared to go to proclaim the truth of the Bible and oppose other views as errors? My association with answers in Genesis began to change that mindset. I began to see that we needed to show Christians first that proclaiming the truth of Genesis was a necessary part of our faith. Through that ministry, I first picked up a copy of a book called Always Ready by the late Dr. Greg Bahnsen that showed that the secularized methodologies of classical apologists, who seemed to be the overwhelming majority, were not just ill-advised, they were actually unbiblical. Consequently, my method of responding to the many phone call inquiries that I received when working at Answers in Genesis UK began to change. I no longer wanted to try to prove to these callers that the Bible was true by using external evidences as I had previously done. Instead, I took a firm line on the inerrancy of Scripture and attempted to demonstrate that creationist arguments were a natural corollary of that position. As you, gentle reader, might have expected, my conversations began to have more authority because this was no longer my authority, but the authority of God's Word.